calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Alright. You are listening to CITR Radio, broadcast from the UBC, which is the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, BC, Canada. Thanks so much to everyone at the station, including the news crew, who do great work each week. This is a show all about Australian and Canadian music. And we have a very special run of shows coming up. There's occasionally, it kind of happens this way, that a few Aussie artists will pass through town kind of all in the 1 month or fairly compressed together. And we have a band coming through town quite soon called Goldfields. They'll actually be playing next Friday night at Fortune Sound Club. And today, keep listening in, because I'll be doing a little bit of a special. You can win tickets, free tickets to see Goldfields if you like. It'll be a phone-in kind of thing. So I'll, in maybe about half an hour's time, I'll play a couple of Goldfields tracks, and the first folks to phone through can win some tickets. They're a great pop act, and I'll be I'll be talking about them a bit more. And, I mean, next week as well. So you'll have two chances. Next Friday night they're playing. So if you tune in early next week, you might still have a chance to get some tickets too. But anyway, just wanted to let you know about that. Vance Joy is also another Australian artist coming through town too. More of a singular act, singer-songwriter, Vance Joy. And we played his song Riptide last week. I'm going to play it again. It's a great single. And we'll have a similar kind of giveaway for Vance Joy in a couple of weeks' time. So lots of interesting music ahead. This week, I don't actually have an interview. I've been doing an interview almost every show for the last couple of months, and I'm having a little bit of a break this week because it does take a fair bit to prepare. And I can tell you there's no shortage of interesting people out there. So don't you worry. There will be plenty of interviews to come. But I wanted to kick back a little bit this week and get stuck into some music, because there's so much music to play, and some of it slips by if I'm not careful. So but that said, I need to play the older stuff first. It's kind of what I do here. I'm a big historian, I guess, or love music from the past. And I guess by way of service, I always try to play music that I know of growing up back in Australia, of the more underground variety that you would you'd have a very hard time finding it here, if at all. One band who I played last week, and I'm going to play them again, the Meanies, a real favorite of mine when I was forming my own sort of musical sensibilities. They're an awesome indie punk band from Melbourne, always had fantastic melodies, even if the production sometimes, I'm going to play for you a whole album today. Well, mini album, like an EP, and it kind of has, you know, slightly dingy 90s production, but you'll pick out the melodies are so great. These really short songs. I've got here on the quote online, Australian Rolling Stone magazine said, "The Meanies songs will all be short, between 2 and 3 minutes each time. Each burst of savage pop-punk noise will also be a potential anthem, an unclean riff with a beating heart of pure melody." A pretty accurate description. So I wanted to play some Meanies again for you this week. And I'm going to play for you the whole, it's like a mini album, I guess, an EP called In Search Of... It came out on a Japanese label called Time Bomb in 1992. So let's kick it off now with a song called Wonderland. There's actually a film clip for this on YouTube. So the Meanies from Melbourne, formed in 1989, and this was one of their releases called In Search Of. Here we go. Here's Wonderland.
Still in the water. Rifflandia Festival is back for its sixth year with over 150 bands performing over 4 days across 14 stages in Victoria. See acts including Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, Big Boy, Death From Above 1979, Matt and Kim, and Stars. It's all happening Thursday, September 12th to Sunday, September 15th. For full event details, visit rifflandia.com.
Come sing me a song, let the octave belong.
Hello, this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show on CITR Radio. Thanks for tuning in. And we're starting the show with some older music from 1992. That is the Meanies out of Melbourne in Victoria. Real favourite of mine. The album we're playing is from In Search Of. I'm playing you all tracks from that. I said before, all of their songs are like 1.5 to 2.5 minutes, if that. But all short, sharp bursts of wonderful melody and fuzzy guitar. So they featured, they're still around with us actually. They formed in 1989 but went on extended hiatus in the mid-90s. And they still get together and play in Melbourne regularly. But they, strangely enough, just haven't really bothered to record ever since 93. I think their last actual album was in 1993 called 10% Weird. But all of the members of the band do various other things, so they just get together every now and then and bash away, playing all these old songs. So I'll get back to playing the rest of this EP now. And don't forget, stay close to the radio and your phone, because if you're interested in the band Goldfields, you can win free tickets to see them next Friday night at Fortune Sound Club. So I played them last week. I've posted up on the Facebook page for the radio show. There's been film clips and stuff up there. So I'll be playing for you a couple of Goldfields tracks again very soon after the Meanies. And then you'll be able to decide whether you'd like to, you can phone through. I'll give you our on-air booth number. And the first three callers will win free tickets to see Goldfields, cutting-edge Aussie pop band. Okay. Let's get back into the Meanies. Great way to start the show, I think. Get you pumped up for a weekend. So this is an album called In Search Of. It came out in 1992 on a, strangely enough, on a, it looks like an obscure Japanese label called Time Bomb out of Osaka in Japan. Awesome. Okay, let's play track 4 from this. And it's called House of Bassinet. This is the Meanies.
Let's go. Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Refreshing indeed. That's how I feel every time I walk into CITR Studios and chat with the wonderful staff here. And also to anyone who calls through and says hi. In a very short while, I'll be hitting the phones. Anyone who's interested in free tickets to the Goldfields show, you could call through and win a ticket or two. So that was the Meanies. We finished up there with a track called Keep the Balance, the final track on the In Search of EP from 1992. And I love that song. It brings back such memories of seeing them play once in Sydney, and that was the last song in their set, and they stretched it out for a good at least 10, maybe 15 minutes, you know, where they just like really slowed it down, and the singer Link went a bit crazy all over the place. And just one of those great sort of closing songs. So the band was the Meanies, formed in 1989, and still with us today, but not terribly prolific recording-wise, but they get out and hit the boards playing in Melbourne every now and then, and I love them to death. Okay, this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. As I mentioned before, there's two Australian acts passing through town very soon. One is Vance Joy, coming up at the Media Club on September 13th. I'm going to play you his track now, Riptide, and then I'm going to play for you a couple of tracks from Goldfields, who are playing at the Fortune Sound Club next Friday night. And as I mentioned, you can call through to the phone number is 604-822-CITR if you want some tickets to Goldfields. But I'll be mentioning that number again when I play the tracks. But let's get an Advanced Joy first for a reminder. Vance is playing at Media Club on the 13th of September. He's a singer-songwriter from Australia. And then we'll play some Goldfields.
I was scared of dentists and the dark. I was scared of pretty girls and starting conversations. Closest thing to
to Michelle Pfeiffer that you've ever seen. Oh, lady, running down to the riptide, taken away to the dark side. I wanna be your left hand man. I love you when you're singing that song. And I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong. Oh, lady.
Okay, so that's Vance Joy. Just a reminder of who you can see at the Media Club on September 13th. Great folk pop artist there, singer-songwriter. And it says here on the Media Club site, a little promo for him. Feeding on a diet of the Pogues, Paul Kelly, and whatever else was playing, he cut his teeth performing at open mic nights in Melbourne. And Vance Joy is recording songs like the one you heard now. Another band coming up who you can win free tickets to see next Friday night here in Vancouver is Goldfields. And they literally are from the Goldfields area in Australia, which is why they name themselves Goldfields. And they have a debut album out currently. The single was called Dark Again, which will, I guess we'll play that. But first up, I wanted to play the first song from the album, which is called Meet My Friends is the song. Okay, so the album is called Black Sun, and you can win free tickets if you'd like to. If you like what you hear in the next couple of songs, or if you've decided already you love this band, you can phone through 604-822-CITR, and you could win, the first three people will win free tickets to this show. So 604-822-CITR. Or that's 604-822-2487 for free tickets to Goldfields, Australian pop act, playing at Fortune Sound Club next Friday night in Vancouver. So here we go. This is a track called Meet My Friends from Goldfields. And don't forget, 604-822-CITR for free ticket.
Friends, and you can join the band. We'll sleep.
So you're hearing the sounds of Aussie pop, synth pop act Goldfields, who are playing at Fortune Sound Club next Friday night in Vancouver. If you're listening live in the city, feel free to phone through to 604-822-CITR for your chance to win free tickets to that show next Friday night at Fortune Sound Club. The band's called Goldfields. Let's get back into their song. This is from their debut album. It's called Dark Again is the song.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
Okay, so that was another track there from Goldfields from their debut album. That was the single from the record. Single was called Dark Again. So again, if you liked what you heard there and you're interested in seeing them next Friday night, 604-822-CITR. You can phone through to the on-air booth and you can win a free ticket if you like. I'll be doing a giveaway again next Friday night, early in the night, because they're actually playing next Friday. So, yeah, you'd have to have a chance to actually get down there. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that. 604-822-CITR for a free ticket to Goldfields. So we have Canadian music coming up soon, but I just wanted to play two more young Australian artists who I've discovered recently, one of who is passing through the city next week and who we may actually have play live on the show. His name is Scott Rudd. I'll tell you a bit about him soon, but first up is Courtney Barnett. Now, she lives in Melbourne, and she's got two releases out under her name, two EPs. One EP called I've Got a Friend Called Emily Ferris, and that came out in 2012. And the second EP, which just came out, well, it's not even out yet, late August 2013, which I guess is now. And it's called How to Carve a Carrot into a Rose. Interesting name for an EP. So I'm going to play for you a track from that, which is called History Eraser. So her name is Courtney Barnett. And then next you're going to be hearing a track from a gentleman named Scott Rudd. He emailed me out of the blue. He discovered the show. He's actually an Australian-born gentleman living in New York City. And he's on his way here. He's playing shows at the Railway Club next on the 30th. So next week he's going to be playing. So I thought I'd have him on the show to play some acoustic tracks. Hopefully he'll make it in. It looks like he's playing out and about lower mainland, various places. So, okay, so you're going to hear first up Courtney Barnett with a song called History Eraser. She's from Melbourne. And then Scott Rudd, who will be on the show next week. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
CITR present the 9th annual
Victory Square Block Party.
An afternoon of fundraising, comedy, nature, and of course music, all in a historic setting with you and your friends.
Well, I can't stand it.
What's that? You and your friends isn't grammatically correct. Well, that's not really important right now, because we're talking about the Victory Square Block Party, which features Slam Dunk, The Courtneys, Slow Learners, Christy Lane Sinclair, Young Brazed, Cascadia, and the V. Vecker Ensemble. It all happens for free on September 1st from 2 to 9 p.m. Be there or be Victory Square.
I'm feeling like Lando Calrissian, city in the clouds, all white and obsidian. Shoe color very like city in Earth's ass veins. Your shirt so stained, skirt so drained when she see me on stage.
All right, this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. Just a couple of sort of solo artists there. First up was Courtney Barnett. She is from Melbourne, and I played you a track called History Eraser, a brand new track from her EP. And secondly was Scott Rudd, an interesting chap who has contacted me online. I played for you a really low-key, stripped-backed, a lo-fi song called Feeling Small that he recorded in his apartment. And he's going to be on the show next week, hopefully. He's playing at the Railway Club on Friday. The 30th. The 30th of August, he's playing the Railway Club. And I'm really keen to have him on the show. So his name is Scott Rudd, and the song is called Feeling Small. Now, someone else who I'm keen to have on the show, who I got a text from today, and I'm very glad. So I play a little bit of music at open mics occasionally, and one night I met a gentleman outside an open mic that we both showed up to, and it turns out it wasn't on because they were playing some stupid sport or something called hockey, these sports bars. Anyway, and his name is Matt Bernard. His name is Bernard, and he's from Ireland, and we had a great chat. He goes by a stage name called Emergin, A-M-E-R-G-I-N. And we didn't get into the open mic we wanted to get into, but we went down to another one, and I did get the chance to see him, and he was very, very good. I'm not quite so good. I've only been playing for a couple of years, but he's been playing for many, many more. And I guess he's finally doing some recording, because at the time I said, "Oh my God, you are incredible. Why, like, where are your songs?" And he says, "I've never recorded anything." And I said, "You need to find SoundCloud and Bandcamp." He said, "What are those?" And amazingly, he now has up some tracks up on SoundCloud. So his name is Emergin. And I'm so glad he texted today, because I guess something happened to my phone. I had his phone number and something happened and I lost his number. And he did. He got back in touch today. So great. So his stage name is Emergin. He's from Ireland. He lives here in Vancouver. And if you like what you hear and you live in Vancouver, you can see him tonight. He said he's playing at a place called The Wired Monk, which is a cafe in Kitsilano. So I'm going to wander down there after the show. And I hope you do too, if you like what you hear. He suggested we play track number 3 called Ocean Song. It's off his EP called Emergin. A-M-E-R-G-I-N is his name. So, yeah, here we go. This is Emergin, an expat from Ireland living in the city of Vancouver, and a really nice guy.
Sunrise on ocean beach, and I'm all alone. But a song in the morning air breathes the sweetest sound. I'm down by the water's edge, where the waves roll down. Ooh, I know
My mind has sailed the seven seas and my body's come real close. My dreams are better than TV, yeah, you should try a dose. I run through these scenarios, I don't take it slow. Time isn't on our side these days, how could you not know? I've spent hours upon days traveling far, so far away. Out of state, out of home, I see friends, I'm not alone. I've spent weeks upon years trying to face my fears. Out of line and out of place, out of picking up the pace. But still, I don't get far. No, I can't forget how good you are. This space-age city sheds no light, no glimpse to the soul. There's no resemblance to the fight I'd fight to fill that role. And in the other corner is where I wanna be. And you're standing in the middle, tell me, would you fight for me? I've spent hours upon days traveling far, so far away. Out of state, out of home, I see friends, I'm not alone. I've spent weeks upon years trying to face my fears. Out of line and out of place, out of picking up the pace. So, oh, but still, I don't get far. No, I can't forget how good you are. And when I go, seems that life should be so crazy. And I know, and I know this could be my best escape. Look ahead, I see a light on the horizon. Let free my destiny. It's one triangle away. And legend has it, you've been lost a century, they say. And if you should resurface and wash up on my shore, I'll let you drink the blood from the heart you had before. I've spent hours upon days traveling far, so far away. Out of state, out of home, I see friends, I'm not alone. I've spent weeks upon years trying to face my fears. Out of line and out of place, out of picking up the pace. So, but still, I don't get far. No, still, I don't get far. No, still, I don't get far. No, I can't forget how good you are.
Okay, we're back here on CITR 101.9 FM, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. And that was a singer-songwriter there who's playing very soon in Vancouver, a Canadian woman named Sarah Burton. She's touring with Darcy Windover, and they're playing next week, August 28th, at the Café du Soleil on Commercial Drive. Great place. Any week of the month is always high quality music playing there, and she's playing with a guy called Darcy Windover, also from Canada. So thanks for tuning in. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. Of course, before that we heard a really great chap who I mentioned a personal connection because I met him randomly at an open mic, and I'm really glad that he's recorded. His name, his stage name is Emergin, A-M-E-R-G-I-N. He's from Ireland, an expat like myself living here in the city of Vancouver. And he has some songs on SoundCloud, the Emergin EP. And we heard Ocean Song, number 3. And he's playing tonight at Wired Monk, if you liked that song. I'm going to head down there myself. Wired Monk is a cafe in Kitsilano, in the down not too far from where I am here in the UBC building. I can hop on a bus and head down there, which is what I'll be doing very soon. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. Every week I play music that you may not have heard of unless you dig deep. Well, it's time to play some more Canadian music, I think. Some local stuff. I'll be right back very soon. And don't forget, in the meantime, if you're leaving us right now and you're racing off somewhere to go out somewhere interesting, you can catch the rest of the show on podcast in a couple of days. AusStrandedRadio.com is where you can go, and you'll find over 200 podcasts there, and lots of great stuff as well, record reviews. Thanks to Mia Abbey from Edmonton, who's written some fantastic CD reviews. And Twitter, AusStrandedRadio on Twitter. Okay, I'll be right back after this.
It is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from?
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it. Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
The Parts Unknown!
Break your fingers!
Clean.
We'll be right back.
Okay, this is CITR Radio and Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. A couple of tracks there from Lightning Dust from their latest album, Fantasy. Wonderful vocals there from that Vancouver band, featuring, of course, a member of Black Mountain there. I wonder if they're going to... I've seen, like... postings Lightning Dust touring a bit. I haven't had a chance to actually see them play live here in the city, and I hope they do pretty soon. I'm sure they will. So this is Stranded. Not long to go. We're into the Canadian part of the show now with lots of local music. Let's play for you now a band called Pigeon Park. They're from Vancouver, of course. Must have named themselves from Pigeon Park down on the downtown east side. I'm curious what they sound like. Here's a track called Come Down Slow, which has an official video. Okay, this is Pigeon Park, Vancouver band.
Travel the ground. You already know I didn't ask for this yet. It's easy to pretend that there's nothing amiss yet. I'm not really sure if it's like what it seems, because nothing makes sense when it happens to me. Seems pretty normal, but I don't know. And the rose is inside, I think I'll let it go. Who the fuck am I kidding? I'll never stop whining. Why am I surprised? Is it bad luck or timing? I know this won't make sense to anyone but me, but I think if it makes sense to you eventually. I'm always acting like I'm too good for this stuff, but that's all bullshit, and I think I've had enough. I guess I can't admit that I'm not fucking special. Bring myself over to a normal person's level.
On the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the West End at
Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, Baru Latino Restaurante, The Bike Kitchen, Cove, Dentry's Pub, Displace Hatchery, Limelight, The Eatery, Fresh is Best Salsa, Gargoyles, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Okay, welcome back. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. You first heard, the first track was by a band called Pigeon Park from Vancouver, kind of a hard rock band. And then we went to Victoria, the capital of British Columbia, and a four-piece. I was just going to say all-girl. I'm not entirely sure, but a very large proportion of females in the group. And the EP is called Poochie, recorded in a basement. 7-song released on cassette June 1st, 2013. The songs were recorded the previous winter in a basement in Victoria. Poochie is the follow-up to 2012's Born Weird 7-inch, which was self-released. So that's a band from Victoria, British Columbia. And as I said before, that was Pigeon Park. So this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And not long to go the show right this week. We'll be back next week. I had a little bit of a break this week from interviews because it's actually quite a bit of work. I've had like interview after interview for the number of weeks in a row, and sometimes it's good to have a little bit of a break because there is no shortage of folks that I really want to talk to. And we're going to have a guy called Scott Rudd come into the studio next week, and you heard a track from him earlier in the show. We do have a blog, ausstrandedradio.com, for all your podcasting needs. And Twitter is at AusStranded. Okay, let's get back into the good old Evaporators with Nardwar, because there's a show coming up, a free show at a place called Astorino's in Vancouver. They're playing with Tough Age, the new signing for Mint Records, and The Goblins. So that's next, that's Sunday, the 8th of September. It's a free all ages show. So let's get into one of my favorite tracks from The Evaporators, Half Empty Halls, if I can find it here. Here we go. This is The Evaporators from the album Ripple Rock, Half Empty Halls, featuring Nardwar.
Sooner or later, you're gonna be playing in half empty halls, half empty halls. Sooner or later.
butter, margarine, nuts and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter,
Press 1 if you are tripping balls. Press 2 if you are planning to trip balls. Press 3, if all the balls have been tripped, yet you find yourself adrift amongst the tubes of the ether, dreaming of tubes amongst spheres that have not yet been you. Pressed 1, you are tripping balls.
Relax. You're not tripping balls. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
So, classic there, The Evaporators with Half Empty Halls. Of course, The Evaporators playing with The Tough Age at Astorino's on Sunday, September 8th in Vancouver. Free all-ages show, which is always a good thing. So, that's about time for me to head out of here. Afrika is up next with David Love Jones. And I'll just leave you now with a Neil Young track. Oh, Susanna, he put out a whole album of old Americana tracks, folk songs that he redid with Crazy Horse. He put that out last year. And I'll leave you now with Oh, Susanna, Neil Young's rendition. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. My name's Matt. Bye for now.
coming down the hill.
Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. LiveVan.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. LiveVan.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. LiveVan.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use